Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. It's May 22nd, 2025, and the market certainly kept us on our toes today. What's the big picture, partner?
It was a real mixed bag out there. We started with some jitters from the Treasury market, thanks to that reconciliation bill passing the House. Yields definitely got a bit jumpy.
Yeah, I saw the 10-year note yield popped up to 4.63% and the 30-year hit 5.15% early on. That had the equity futures looking a bit queasy.
Exactly. But then we got some economic data, jobless claims, existing home sales, that seemed to calm things down a bit. Continuing claims ticked up, and April home sales were the slowest for that month since 2009. That pulled yields back, with the 10-year settling around 4.55%.
And the dollar picked up a bit too. So how did equities digest all of that?
Well, the recovery was initially led by the usual suspects, mega caps and growth. Names like Alphabet, Nvidia, and especially Snowflake, which had a monster report, showed relative strength. But then, wham! A sell program hit in the last 30 minutes and wiped out most of those gains.
A late-day rug pull. Classic. So, which sectors managed to stay green?
Only a few. Consumer discretionary, communication services, and infotech, all home to those big mega caps, eked out gains. Industrials were flat, but everything else was in the red. Utilities got hit the hardest, down 1.4%.
Ouch. And year to date, the picture isn't pretty for the broader market, is it? Russell 2000 down over 8%.
No, it's tough out there. The S&P 500 is still slightly negative for the year, and NASDAQ is down 2%. Small caps are really feeling the pain. The SPY chart, looking back, shows a lot of indecision. We saw heavier volumes around 583 today, suggesting some bearish pressure, and it's consolidating between 583 and roughly 582.88 with falling volume. That suggests weakening momentum.
And Q similar?
Very similar, a tightening range around the 514 mark. It's been closing just above 513.9, but can't seem to crack 515 with any conviction. Investor caution is palpable. The VXX, our volatility gauge, tapered off a bit, but there was a little intraday spike. Maybe some hedging for near-term bumps.
Interesting. Speaking of that reconciliation bill, any key takeaways for us?
Well, it raises the SALT deduction cap, moves up the Medicaid work requirement, and, crucially, increases the debt ceiling by $4 trillion. The Tax Foundation thinks it'll boost long-run GDP by 0.6%, but also add about $3.3 trillion to deficits over 10 years. So a mixed bag of implications there.
And the economic data beyond home sales? Jobless claims?
Initial jobless claims actually dipped a bit to 227,000, which is still well below recessionary levels. This data covered the survey period for the May employment report, so it might point to another relatively solid payrolls print. The PMIs, both manufacturing and services, came in at 52.3, showing some expansion.
Got it. And that existing home sales report, you mentioned the slow pace, but what about prices?
That's the kicker. Median existing home price hit an April record of $414,000. With mortgage rates where they are, affordability is a huge constraint. It's a tough market for buyers.
No kidding. Now, the overall sentiment today felt pretty heavy. One market take I saw was decidedly bearish, with selling pressure far outweighing buying. The T2108 indicator was bearish too, though the primary indicator was, interestingly, bullish, but with a quote caution flag.
That aligns with what we saw. Treasury yields surging on inflation fears, and a soft 20-year bond auction really put the screws to the market. 10 of 11 S&P sectors were down. Communication services was the lone bright spot, mainly thanks to Alphabet's post-IO event strength.
And VXX holding above $56 underscores that risk aversion. So what are we watching on the economic front tomorrow?
Initial jobless claims again, and more PMI data. These could definitely sway things, especially with all the fiscal policy uncertainty swirling around.
All right, let's shift to earnings. Snowflake, ticker SNOW, was a big one today.
Absolutely explosive. A strong beat and raise for their Q1. They blew past EPS and product revenue expectations. Demand for their AI data cloud is robust, and they saw a 27% year-over-year jump in customers, spending over $1 million in trailing 12-month product revenue. The stock just lit up on that news.
And the guidance was strong too, right?
Yes, upbeat Q2 product revenue guidance, and they raised their full-year FY26 product revenue outlook to $4.325 billion. That signals sustained momentum, especially in their AI-driven growth. Product revenue grew 26% year-over-year in Q1. Their newer products, Snowpark and Cortex AI, are gaining traction, though still in early monetization.
What about customer retention?
Net revenue retention rate was 124%. That's strong, reflecting loyalty and expansion, though it's a slight dip from 128% a year ago. They've also got strategic partnerships with ServiceNow and Salesforce, which helps. And Snow has a history of conservative guidance, so this upside surprise is even more significant.
Sounds great, but there's always a but, isn't there? What's the catch with Snow?
Valuation. It's trading at a premium, around 11 times forward price to sales. That's among the highest in software infrastructure. So while the AI story is compelling, that valuation, plus any macroeconomic uncertainties impacting their consumption model, warrants some caution. It's a fantastic company, but the price tag is steep.
Good point. Any other earnings standouts today?
A few others caught my eye. Advance Auto, Analog Devices, BJ's Wholesale, Domo, LiveRamp, Urban Outfitters, Williams-Sonoma, and Zoom all reported positive results or guidance. On the flip side, Dorian LPG missed, and Intersys and Thurman Group had somewhat weaker guidance.
Okay, let's get to the actionable ideas. What are you seeing in terms of continuation breakouts?
Looking at the broader sectors for continuations, tech has been volatile, with names like Adobe and CrowdStrike fluctuating. Healthcare seems to be consolidating. Energy showed a bit of a downturn in volume. But a couple of names are setting up nicely. First, CTGO.
CTGO? Tell me more.
CTGO is showing some bullish engulfing patterns recently. Support is around $17.80 to $18. Resistance levels are $18.20, $18.50, and $18.70. I think it's likely to test that $18.50 resistance. If volume picks up, it could hit that primary target of $18.50, maybe even stretch to $18.70. An entry near $18 and a pullback looks interesting, with a stop just below $17.80.
Okay, CTGO. What else for continuations?
LZMH. This one has strong upward movement with increasing volume. Support levels are $13.80, $14, and $14.20. Resistance at $14.50, $14.70, and $15. I expect it to test $14.50 shortly. A break above that could target $14.70, even $15. Ideal entry would be around $14 to $14.20, with a stop below $13.80. Volatility is picking up here, suggesting bullish interest.
Got it. And I saw Irene on a continuation watch list too. Now, how about anticipation setups, stocks that might be coiling for a move?
For anticipation, the tech sector, looking at Adobe specifically, shows slight upward bias. Some health and pharma names like ORIC had a late session rally today. Let's start with Adobe, ADBE. It's consolidating. Support is $415, $413, and $410. Resistance at $418, $420, and $425. I think it could retest $418. If the market cooperates, a push past $420 towards $425 is in the cards. Entries near $413 to $415, stop below $410.
Adobe, okay. You mentioned ORIC?
Yes, ORIC. It had a strong close, indicating potential bullish momentum. Support levels are $5.90, $5.85, and $5.82. Resistance at $6.05, $6.10, and $6.20. Near term, it might try to hold $6 and aim for $6.10 to $6.20. An entry around $5.90, stop below $5.82.
And Semler Scientific, SMLR?
SMLR is seeing increased buying interest. Poised to challenge resistance. Support, $44, $43.50, $43. Resistance, $45.70, $46, $47. Watch for a push beyond $45.70. Short-term target, $46. Medium-term, $47. Entries near $44, stop below $43.
One more from that batch. FDMT, 4D Molecular Therapeutics.
FDMT is showing a basing pattern near $3.60, suggesting potential for a bounce. Support, $3.60, $3.55, $3.50. Resistance, $3.70, $3.75, $3.80. An upward move toward $3.70 is plausible. Buying around $3.60 could offer good risk-reward. Stop under $3.50.
All right. Any other anticipation plays, perhaps with a slightly different catalyst or setup?
Yes, looking at another group, the power generation sector has SMR showing aggressive buying volumes and a strong price uptick. It's a probable leader there. Support levels for SMR are $27, $26.50, $25. Resistance at $29.50, $30, $31.50. SMR is poised to test $29.50, with a potential breakout to $30 if volumes confirm. Entry near $27, tight stop around $26.50.
SMR, strong momentum there. And EOSE in the renewable energy space?
EOSE is less assertive than SMR, but shows potential. Support, $5.90, $5.70, $5.50. Resistance, $6.30, $6.50, $6.70. I anticipate EOSE attempting to climb to $6.30, maybe hitting resistance at $6.50. Favorable entry near $5.90, stop at $5.70. And of course, NVIDIA, NVDA, is always on the anticipation list, especially with its recent strength and the overall AI theme.
Good stuff. Lots of ideas there. Let's do some quick hits on other news. The House passing that reconciliation bill was big. What else moved markets or individual names?
Well, President Trump reportedly told European leaders that Putin isn't ready to end the war. And that's a geopolitical headline to watch. And tragically, two Israeli embassy staff were killed near the Jewish Museum in DC Minus, an active investigation there.
Terrible news. On the financial front, Bitcoin crossed $111,000 for the first time. Institutional demand seems to be a factor. And OPEC is considering another large production increase in July.
Also, JP Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon warned of stagflation risks. That's a sobering thought. On a more company-specific level, Nike plans to raise prices and, interestingly, will start selling directly on Amazon again for the first time since 2019.
That Nike-Amazon news is a big deal. Also saw Palantir got a $795 million modification to a U.S. Army contract. And Walmart is reportedly cutting around 1,500 jobs in a restructuring.
Lots of M&A and contract buzz, too. BAE Systems, with a $423 million Army contract, CACI International, with a $147.5 million Army deal. And on the IPO front, Hinge Health opened at $39.25 after pricing at $32.
What about upgrades and downgrades? Any that stood out?
Urban Outfitters got an upgrade to overweight at JP Morgan, and Zoom was upgraded to buy at Needham. Both had good earnings. United Rentals also got a nice upgrade at KeyBank.
On the downgrade side?
CrowdStrike was cut to sell at DZ Bank, which is notable given its run. Marvel Tech was downgraded to hold at Melius, and Target got hit with two downgrades, to neutral at BofA and Market Perform at Telsey, likely after its earnings. Sunrun also saw a couple of downgrades.
Okay. So wrapping this all up, what's the main takeaway for traders heading into tomorrow, May 23rd?
Caution is the word. With those elevated treasury yields and broad selling pressure we saw today, traders should remain vigilant. Focus on high relative volume stocks that are showing resilience, like Alphabet did today, for potential swing longs. But I'd avoid broad market exposure until we see yields stabilize a bit more. Tight stops are essential given the bearish momentum and heightened volatility.
And what about key levels for the major indexes?
For SPY, key support is around the 580 mark. If that breaks, it could get ugly. Resistance is closer to 586, its previous highs. For QQQ, immediate support is near 513. If that's breached, we could see a move towards 510. Resistance stands firm around 520. A strong break above 520 could reignite some bullish momentum.
So what's the bull case versus the bear case from here?
Bullish scenario. We get some favorable macroeconomic data, maybe easing geopolitical tensions, and positive earnings continue to roll in. A tech-driven rally could certainly lift things. Bearish scenario. More negative economic news, an escalation in geopolitical tensions, or if that VXX really starts to spike, indicating a return to a higher volatility environment. We could